There's been another suicide at Sydney's Villawood Detention Centre, with refugee advocates blaming long-term detention for the death. It's thought the man was Iraqi, though Border Force is not confirming his identity. It's the second suicide this year at the Immigration Processing Centre. Here's political reporter Tom Eagledon.
Details are sketchy, but Border Force has issued a short statement confirming the man's death.
We express our condolences to the man's family and friends. The matter has been referred for investigation by appropriate agencies, including the New South Wales coroner. As this matter will be subject to further investigation, it will not be appropriate to comment further.
It's understood the man was found at around 6 p.m. last night and that New South Wales police attended the scene. Refugee advocates say they got several calls from inside the Latrobe compound at Villawood from detainees who'd been moved out of their accommodation while investigations took place. Ian Rintoul of the Refugee Action Coalition took some of the calls.
They were very, very distressed. They described him, said he was an Iraqi man, fairly young. They didn't confirm his name, but said people at the moment are just very quiet, are very distressed, are very dismayed that there should be another death inside the detention centre so soon. It's less than 2 months since the last person also suicided in Villawood.
A 33-year-old from Sierra Leone was found dead in his cell in late January. He'd been on suicide watch. Ian Rintoul says the latest death did not surprise the man's fellow inmates.
From what people have said inside, there were a lot of signs of his deteriorating mental health. He was refusing to come out of his room. I know of other people who had tried to visit him recently, but he didn't come out to those visits.
Though AM has not been able to confirm the nature of the man's detention in Villawood, Ian Rintoul says many Iraqis in detention are facing bleak futures.
There have been attempts recently to send people back to Iraq, even in spite of the obvious situation in the post-war situation, if you want to describe it that way, but extremely dangerous situations in Iraq, and yet there have been attempts by the Immigration Department to send people back. Now, I don't know if this is, there was a similar question with this particular person. But I think the biggest question is the long-term, detention. And it's very obvious in Villawood, as it is in the Mitre, where we've seen recent attempts, suicide attempts, and Yonga Hill, where there's ongoing protests, that the longer-term detention, results in, extreme deterioration of people's mental health.
That's Ian Rintoul from the Refugee Action Coalition, ending Tom Eagledon's report. And if this story has raised any issues for you, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.